Welcome to another episode of the Mind Takeaway podcast.
Welcome.
We're joining you from the rooftop of the Office Belgrade, which is a wonderful co-working space, smack bang in the center of Belgrade.
Yeah, and we have really amazing view at the moment, overlooking Danube, but also there is quite a bit of traffic down the road, so you might hear some noise.
So we wanted to explore the topic of learning, unlearning, and relearning in leadership.
Yeah, and the reason why we thought that this would be very useful for leaders and our clients is because you know that the landscape of business is changing rapidly. Leadership, what we thought of leadership and what leadership is, the paradigm is changing. And actually one of the most important leadership abilities is the ability of the leader to be able to learn quickly, to adapt, to change their mind, to see things in a different way. And this is why we want to talk about it. And it is, you know, what is it? What has to happen for us to be better learners? And how can we do that?
What we've noticed with our clients over the years is that they are fast learners. And actually, just because they're willing to have a go and get things wrong in order to learn, and they're taking more of an active approach when it comes to making lasting changes. Because if you're passive about learning, then you're kind of sitting on your hands waiting for other people to train you, to support you, to mentor you, to coach you. And that may or may not happen in a passive approach. It's not the best way of doing it, simply because everyone, as far as we see it, is, and that's us included, we're individually responsible for our own learning. And if you want to accelerate the learning, and I don't mean rushing into it or being greedy or trying to do too much and then, you know, getting stressed out and burning yourself out for doing too many things at once. Far from it. We're saying that take the slow approach, but actually slowing down to speed up by just being really clear and mindful about what you want to learn, how you want to grow in your role as a leader, and just being curious about what kind of skills would you like to learn next? What are the kind of skills that you think are, you know, what are you really good at right now? And what are your strengths, so to speak? And then also, what are the kind of skills that you would like to get better at? Or maybe you have no experience in certain things, and then you would like to know more about those type of skills.
And landscapes of jobs are changing, you know. We do one thing and then we can transition and do something absolutely different. And what stays, especially in leadership positions, is your transferable knowledge. And that is the knowledge that we are talking about. It's your human skills, it's your connection skills, it's your communication, it's your ability to see things before they happen, your ability to act before things happen and grow businesses and grow teams and people. So one of the things that we've noticed over the years, and it's interesting that Adam Grant mentions it in his book, Hidden Potential, is who are good learners, you know, which people are good learners. And he puts them in two categories. There's passive and active learners. Passive learners, as Peter mentioned it earlier, are people that wait for something to happen and then learn from it, or they wait for learning to come to them. And then you have active learners, or people that actively seek improvement. And you know, that's what we noticed with most of our clients are actually active learners. And so, but both things, whether you're passive or active, fine. But what gets in the way of learning is our ego, interestingly. When we are overprotective, when we get defensive, when we are not comfortable being wrong, when we are not comfortable changing our opinion, is what gets in the way of learning.
And another thing to add to that is that we have to be a little bit uncomfortable. So being a great leader and being a great learner at the same time is really about embracing discomfort and getting comfortable with not knowing and things being a bit wonky. And, you know, you might try a new skill out and it doesn't quite work out with your team. You might try a new way of coaching or giving feedback and it didn't quite hit the mark. But guess what? This is how we all learn, and us included. You know, we all have to start somewhere. And actually, as Mira said, the people that we've supported over the years, when they've come to us and said, look, you know, we don't know what we don't know. We're willing to have a go. We know it might be a bit uncomfortable, but let's go for it. Those are the type of people that end up accelerating in their role. They end up having more impact. They just end up being better leaders simply because they know that they have to start somewhere and they're okay getting things wrong. And the thing is, it will feel uncomfortable for sure. You know, it is a given. That's the only challenge with changing something, with creating new habits, with learning a new skill, is that sometimes when you start out, it will be a bit hit and miss. It will be a bit, you know, all over the shop. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't have a go. And in fact, your team will love you. You know, very rare have we ever had our clients getting feedback from their team or some of the direct reports that they were a bad manager because they tried something new. It's actually the opposite, where, you know, the kind of feedback that we hear where leaders are not really doing a great job or they're not really showing up is when they just sit on their hands, when they become stagnant, when they get fearful and they don't try and give feedback, they don't try and support the team members, and they kind of get stuck in a kind of feedback loop of complacency, and it's comfortable.
And comfort, yeah.
And that's when they do get feedback off the team, like, hey, you know, we wish we had a leader that would try something different, that would support us, and it's okay if they get it wrong because we appreciate them stepping up and having a go.
Yeah, and you know, and this is where the ego plays this role, where we are trying to protect ourselves and feel comfortable. And this is where learning doesn't happen. And so, you know, we've always been talking about the most important thing in leadership is being comfortable with being uncomfortable. And then recently we were thinking about, you know, how does that sound? And actually what Peter just mentioned earlier, it is, I think then people think, you know, being comfortable, then you still have to feel comfortable, but actually no, it is embracing this discomfort. So we decided to use a different set of words to explain what it is. You will feel uncomfortable. We still feel uncomfortable. And leaders that we know that are senior and older than us that have been doing, have been in leadership roles for a very long time, they still feel uncomfortable. The only difference is they don't think there is something wrong with that, and they're okay with feeling that way.
And what I'll add to that is, again, going back to a book we just read, which is Hidden Potential by Adam Grant, is that Adam Grant mentions, which is quite interesting, about learning styles. In training, you know, in professional development, we've been told, you know, when we've been trained ourselves, to adapt to particular individuals' learning styles, make them more comfortable, and all of this stuff. But we were always not against it, and we've tried all of that, and we do cater to each individual style. You know, if there's a group of, say, I don't know, 15 people in a room, then we are aware of the differences, you know, how comfortable they are with certain mediums, you know, if you give them a handout versus you know, getting them in the breakout group. But actually, all of the new science and research when it comes to learning styles is that actually you don't learn if you're comfortable. So what we mean by that is, if we had a group of 15 leaders in a room, what we try and do in a controlled way and incrementally, we don't just, you know, straight out the gate, lock the door and make them really deeply uncomfortable, because they would hate us, you know, and it would be a terrible session. But what we slowly but surely do is get them comfortable with being uncomfortable by getting them to try something new, get them in a breakout group, and slowly but surely go through some exercises and whatever we decide would work. And sometimes we experiment and you know, we can get it wrong, but that's part of the excitement and the creativity of working with a group of leaders. And when leaders see this for themselves, that they can try that with their teams, and they can throw, as Adam Grant would say, they can throw their learning style out the window. Because until you embrace a more uncomfortable approach, if you try something that's not your go-to learning style, then you're more likely, through that friction and that slightly feeling uncomfortable, to actually learn something new and to deepen your knowledge around a subject that you didn't know anything about before. And you won't notice this, but later on, you know, after being uncomfortable, that period of being uncomfortable settles. Later on, when you process what you've learned and you try it out in the coming weeks, you suddenly realize that actually it was worth that slight bit of pain. And that's the thing, because when we explain this in a podcast, it's like, yeah, that kind of sounds shit, but that's really how it works, you know?
Yeah, so next time you feel uncomfortable, maybe instead of trying to change it, be grateful that you feel uncomfortable, because it means that you're getting out of what you know and getting learning something new. But also, you know, I'm thinking back now of how many people say that they are uncomfortable with coaching, because, you know, if coach is good, they will challenge your assumptions. They will challenge you in some way, not judgmentally, not that you feel like you're being judged and criticized, but in a way that will help you reflect. But often on the beginning of such a process, people are not comfortable, because it means that they didn't know something, or it means that they could have done better and they didn't. And if your ego gets in the way, you know, that feels uncomfortable. And so looking back and seeing and hearing some of these stories where people were uncomfortable, maybe that is the same thing that is going on. So we need to challenge ourselves. You know, there is so much research saying that people that were always comfortable and had comfortable lives are not very good leaders, for example, because they don't know how to deal with uncertainty. They don't know how to deal with problems. Their resilience is not built. And so, you know, a little bit of challenge, a little bit of discomfort is actually good for us.
So I hope that's been useful.
Yeah, I hope too.
The last thing we wanted to share is that if you are listening to this and you've become a bit complacent, and you know, this is not judgment on you, it happens. It happened to me in a previous role where I just got a bit too comfortable and I got a bit static, a bit stuck, and I didn't learn anything new in the short term. So if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, what's the next steps? How do I get out of that stuckness? How do I stop myself from avoiding learning? So if you're listening to this and you're a leader and you've been a little bit stuck, you've become a little bit maybe too complacent, too comfortable, then it's time to step up. But you don't have to do everything all at once in the next couple of weeks, in the next couple of months, even the next year. Just slowly but surely look at, like I said before, look at the skills that you're more interested in learning more about. Think about what you're really good at and try something new, and you'll be surprised by the results. Just putting yourself out there and being a little bit uncomfortable incrementally, slowly but surely, you'll build that resilience, and later on you will be happy with the results, because that's how we all learn. And that's what we were saying before, you know, all of the latest research and data out there means that we need that friction. You know, as humans, when we go through changes, there will be some challenges along the way. And like we said before, when you try something new, you can't expect it to be perfect. You know, you might be lucky and straight out the gate, you might find that the skill you excel at, and it's great. That's wonderful. But sometimes you need to practice and try a new iteration and see sometimes the new learning is permanent beta, that, you know, you can get better at it, and slowly but surely through feedback, and your team can check in. And, you know, in your one-to-ones, you can even, you know, tell your team that you've learned something new and you're going to try it out, and it might be a bit wonky, but you're going to benefit from it and they will love you for that.
Actually, one of our clients did that. We were doing leadership development program for a big company, and we were meeting this group of leaders for about 6 months. And she did that. She said, I'm going back to my team and I'm saying, I'm trying something new. I might not be perfect at it, but let me know, give me feedback. And she said they actually really loved it, and they were excited for her whenever she had training with us and came back. They were excited to see what is she going to do new. So that was quite cool.
This is the future of leadership. Gone are the days when you have to excel at everything and have this really fake facade of being perfect at everything, because good luck with that. That is not sustainable. And your team, you know, your colleagues, they know when you get stuff wrong, let's be honest. And if we're okay being a little bit uncomfortable and we know when we've got it wrong, it's back to the drawing board. It's okay. I'd rather any day of the week have a leader that's trying things out, getting incrementally better and developing themselves, versus someone that shies away from trying anything new. So I hope this has been useful. And as always, let us know what you think about this episode. And that's us signing off from the roof of the office in Belgrade. See you next time.
See you next time. Bye.